All right, welcome back to Talkback Live, a special edition of Talkback Live. And again, we are doing a simulcast here today on two radio stations. Also, we are streaming live on two streams here. One is Youth Engagement Services on Facebook and also on the web at DeltaPlexNews.com. And by the way, if you're always looking for news and information about Pine Bluff, you can always go there. We even include the jail log at DeltaPlexNews.com. So we are back now. We have with us former Alderman Glenn Brown Sr. His opponent had a previous engagement, so he did not make it today, and so we're happy to have former Alderman Glenn Brown Sr. We go with the first question. Alderman Brown, in your last outing, you were defeated by the present incumbent. What makes you want to get back into fray of city politics? Most people say after a term or two, they've had it. So why do you want to go back?
Well, again, I usually say good evening, but at this time I'll say good morning. I'm addicted to Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Anybody know what that means? Anybody know what addiction means? It means you got to have some more of it. You want some more of it. So I'm addicted. And it's probably some of you youth out there I have talked to in grocery stores or various other places. I always beg you to go to college, either at Pine Bluff, either at UAPB or at CR. So that simply says that I do care about the youth and the forward progress of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. The reason I want to get back into it, because I still see the need for improvement, and I want to be a part of that improvement.
You have gone on record as saying that there are certain things about go forward, and as many of the candidates have mentioned here today, that this election, in a sense, is like a referendum on go forward Pine Bluff. You have gone on record as saying that there's some things about it that you like, and some things about it you don't like. What about that go forward that you don't like?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that the go forward has been passed, so I have been cushioned and molded in saying that we got to work with it. Okay, that's the first thing. But there are some things that, and I don't think I'm going to have enough time today to express that. But I will try to work with Go Forward in the future. I don't think I can necessarily tell you the exact things that I am disappointed in.
Okay, so in other words, you can't enunciate for us here this morning the things you don't like about it.
Because the things that I don't like, I have not talked to the CEO and the other people to try to work it out, and I don't think it's fair for me to say it in front of this young, beautiful audience.
It doesn't involve profanity, does it?
No.
So let's go something else here. You have also gone on record as saying that the city council is not responsible for bringing jobs. I asked Mr. Franklin this question, and I asked Mr. Shainer this question, and they responded. Would you bring some sort of economic stimulus package to the city council so your colleagues can look over? Because over the last 15, 20 years, I've never seen a city council member do this. I mean, nowhere. But in other places, I've seen it happen. In Atlanta, I've seen it happen in D.C. I've seen it happen in Providence, Rhode Island. So would you could you put together a proposal?
Yes, but you are correct. City council usually do budgets and streets and roads and take care of personal things, et cetera. But yes, I would put a package together. In fact, I have something, and I don't want to do.
What would be some of those things within your package? I have to follow up. I ask questions.
Certainly, whatever you do will in demand for jobs. Certainly, whatever you do will demand some recreation. Certainly, whatever you do will demand some shopping areas. Certainly, whatever you do will demand some restaurants so that we won't have to drive various other places to enjoy ourselves on Mother's Day or Father's Day, et cetera.
Okay. Stand by, Mr. Brown, if you would. When we finish or complete his questioning, I want to find some here in this audience, without endorsing any particular candidate, that would actually go on the air with us. We'll give you a shot at going on radio. So if you're sharp, you think you can do it, then we'd be happy for you to do it. So let's go back to Mr. Brown, and we'll go for that to Mr. Ray King.
Okay, Glenn, and I'm going to call you Glenn because I've known you for a big number of years. You lost in 2016 to Donald Hatchett. You, 2 years ago, you ran again. You finished third. You think the voters were sending you a message, or do you think you still are relevant?
Well, that's a very personal candidate question, but I will answer it for you. I did not generate enough money in my last campaign. That's the basic of the whole idea. I did not generate enough
money. So you're saying money is involved in all of this?
You must have money. You must have money if you're going to campaign. You just don't run out there on your name. You run on money. You have to do things. You have to pay people to do things. You have to advertise. That's TV and that's radio, so you need money.
Okay. What would you do differently if you were to regain the seat that you lost? What would you do differently with your next term?
Well, the mayor and I get along fine. We discussed some things in the past, and we kind of talked a little bit before I lost the first election. So the things I would do is directly is work with the mayor and the things that I think that should be happening and hoping that she or he would agree with that.
Well, you say that you've talked with the mayor. If you would, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I got to, because I think sometimes the audience wants to know, if you had to grade the mayor, she's a former educator, and A being the highest and F being the lowest, how would you grade this mayor, A through F? How would you grade her?
A minus. Now, because I'm not there, when I get there, it could be an A+. But I'm too an educator.
That's pretty clever.
My major is elementary ed, so I'm with her also in education.
All right. Former Alderman Glenn Brown Sr., let's have a round of applause to him. That was pretty clever. We got to go to a commercial break. This is Lloyd Donald along with Ray King. And you're listening to a special edition of Talk Back Live. Stand by, everybody. Going to hear from some Pine Bluff High School students after these brief commercial messages.